You're listening to SBS News.
George Pell may have hoped to have been a free man today, but those hopes were dashed yesterday with two out of the three judges rejecting his appeal. His final avenue of appeal is now the High Court. According to law expert Professor Jeremy Gans from Monash University, even if the court decides to look at the case, it will be a long process.
They're entirely at the mercy of whichever judges are given the job of deciding whether to take this case or not. That's the part that's so difficult for Pell. As well as that, even if they take the case, that's still a long way from the winning the case. The court could take the case and then say the Court of Appeal got it right.
Pell's legal team will have to provide a compelling argument for the High Court to even consider taking on the case. Professor Gans says it could involve them telling the court there are wider legal implications beyond this appeal.
Could take a specific issue. It could look for an issue that's going to matter in future cases, not just this one. Pell's best chance is to convince the court that what he says went wrong in this case could go wrong in other cases as well, and it would be better for the High Court to fix this problem now.
Pell has continued to maintain his innocence, and he has his supporters, including the Archbishop of Melbourne, Peter Comensoli.
I believe in what he said to me on many occasions that he is innocent, and I continue to be really quite shocked with all of how things have developed.
But he also said he doesn't doubt the victim.
And I also believe that the man who's come forward has come forward to share his story of abuse in the setting of the church.
For the Catholic faithful, many say this case hasn't shaken their beliefs.
Certainly not my faith, no. Your faith is within you.
It wouldn't change my perception or my belief. That wouldn't stop me going to a church.
The Vatican continues to support Australia's most senior Catholic's right to exhaust all legal avenues before its own canon law investigation, which would examine whether he should be removed from the priesthood. Wall Street Journal correspondent for the Vatican, Francis Rocker, says they'll have a lot to consider.
Well, that would be the ultimate penalty. That would be the worst penalty they could impose, yeah. So it could well come to that, and also him resigning or being removed from the College of Cardinals.
What happens next for the 78-year-old Cardinal is unclear. For now, he'll have plenty of time for contemplation as he continues to serve out his sentence in isolation. Gloria Claeys, SBS News.